Welcome to the house of the Lord for our congregational time of worship this morning. May you know the peace and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last weekend was daylight savings time. This weekend we experienced the first blessed snowfall of the year. And next weekend ushers in Thanksgiving Sunday as we prepare in gratitude and praise to celebrate Thanksgiving Day on the 24th. So may our hearts be thankful this morning in our worship of God. The flower arrangement on the altar this morning is from the funeral service held yesterday at Lockport Mennonite Church in memory of Karen Roth. So we continue to pray for her family. The monthly third Thursday luncheon will be held this week beginning at 11:30 in the chapel. We'll enjoy lunch together and then view the next segment in Larry Osborne's series, Thriving in Babylon. Next Sunday as well, we will have Gay List with Kajado Children's Home. She'll be sharing with us during both services of worship and then also have a special presentation during the Sunday school hour. Remember that there are several opportunities at this time of the year to offer God's love to others, including the Christmas Cheer Ministry and the Tag Tree is up in the Narthex, the Alternative Gift Market, which is also in the Narthex, and the JYF Poinsettia Sale.
Good morning. Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalms 98, verses 1 through 4. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Let us pray. Gracious God, you brought us here today to sing praises and worship you. Sometimes our voices are loud and confident, or weak and shaky, or our voices echo our joy. Sometimes our voices cry out for pain. Help us to burst into jubilant song for your glory. Amen.
God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so as his people, we respond with awe and worship. So let us rise and let us sing to our King with our opening hymn, O Worship the King. Heavenly Father, we come to you, our King, with the week that was before us. Its struggles, its joys, its failures. We come before you with all your grace and all your mercy before your throne and lay it before you, that we may start afresh this week ahead of us. For you are life, and the one who trusts in you will not be put to shame. So, Lord, we call on you for all grace and all mercy. Amen.
In our worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gathered together, let us share the peace with one another.
Good morning. It's good to hear that you're all enjoying the conversation. But if I have any children, would you like to come down this morning, please? And I want to have you sit on the floor rather than on the steps, if you would. Sit right in front of me, Ryan, on the floor rather than on the steps, because you won't be able to see here. Come to the floor. All right. Oh, this is good. Good morning. Okay, I'm ready for a good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we'll take it. Okay. You know what? In about a week and a half, it's going to be Thanksgiving. And so I thought I'm going to do a lesson today on being thankful. You know, sometimes I think God blesses us each and every day, over and over, many, many times a day, and we just get so busy, sometimes we don't have time to thank him for all that he does for us. So I brought with me today a nut. I have a package of nuts. Does anybody know what kind of nut that happens to be?
A chipmunk nut.
Well, it is a chipmunk nut, you're right. Yes, it's called an acorn. Now, here's another good question. What kind of a tree produces an acorn? It could be an acorn tree, but it's not called an acorn tree. The acorns grow in this tree, but do you know what kind of tree it is?
A maple tree.
Good guess, but it's not a maple. You are good. You are a scientist. It is an oak tree. Now, these little acorns are going to help us talk about thankfulness this morning. Now, I chose as my scripture something that comes from Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. And it goes something like this. Remain rooted in Jesus Christ and overflowing with thankfulness. Remain rooted in Jesus Christ and overflowing with thankfulness. Now, there's two words I really like there. I like the word rooted And I like the word overflowing. Now, the reason I chose acorns is it comes from an oak tree. And I don't know what you know about oak trees, but they are often called mighty oaks. Mighty oaks, because they are so strong. They can withhold a hurricane. They can withhold a tornado because they are rooted. Rooted means that their roots underneath the ground. They are rooted deep in the ground. Now, an oak tree, here's an oak tree. Their roots, they say, spread 3 to 7 times farther than their branches. So when the storms come, those old roots hold them down. And when storms in our lives come, when problems come, if we remain rooted in Jesus, we can get through those hard times in our lives. So that's rooted. Now we have that overflowing part of my verse. So what we're going to do, I want you to each think of something you are thankful for. Don't tell me though yet. Something you are thankful for. Okay? And what we're going to do, every time you tell me something that you're thankful for, I'm going to put an acorn into this quart jar of water. Okay? And we're going to see if all the things we're thankful for can make this water overflow the top of the quart jar. Okay? Okay. So I'm going to start with the first thing. Uh-oh. Just wait. You know what? Something just dawned in on me. We shouldn't be thankful just at Thanksgiving. We need to be thankful every single day. So I'm going to put a little of everyday thankfulness into our jar there. There we are. Now we can be thankful every day for all the things we say. I'm going to name the first three things, and then you're going to tell me things you're thankful for, okay? I am thankful for the church. I am thankful for the Bible. And I'm thankful for each one of you that's here today. Okay. What are some things you are thankful for? Ryan, give me one.
Trains.
Trains? Family?
My brother?
What are you? My dog? You're thankful for? Can you think of something? If you do, put your hand up then. What are you thankful for?
God and Jesus.
God and Jesus, okay. Lean. Friends, my family, schools, anybody else? Dads. Okay, we can go on and on. I'm thankful for rainbows and stars and a warm house and warm clothes. I'm thankful for the seasons of the year. I'm thankful for babies. I'm thankful for dogs. I'm not so thankful for cats, but some people are. Cats, okay? I'm thankful for
my family.
I'm thankful for turkey and stuffing. I'm thankful for pumpkin pie.
My friends.
There's a lot of things, but if you notice, we are thankful for lots of things, but it's not overflowing. But somebody named something that will overflow this. Jesus. You know, all the things we have, Jesus is probably the most important thing we should be thankful for. So I'm going to pretend this is Jesus. And we're going to add some Jesus to all the things we're thankful for. And when we are thankful with Jesus, look what happens.
It overflowed.
Oh! It didn't! It's coming! But in the passages, it's like an eruption.
Like a volcano.
It is like a volcano. Now, I don't know. I have a little left from my early service, but I don't think that's going to be enough to overflow it. Every time I try to do my best, no. Just pretend. Okay, shut your eyes a minute. Now pretend. This has just overflown the top, and it fills the pan because I don't know. Maybe I didn't put enough dish detergent in it. Dawned in on me to do more. I don't know. But anyways, that's what happens. When we are thankful, God just keeps blessing us over and over. So be thankful this Thanksgiving, but be thankful every single day. Okay? Are you ready? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, sorry about that. But the point's the same. You bless us over and over and over. And so many times we just ignore it. But we are indeed grateful for all the blessings you put into our lives. We just ask your blessings over all these kids that are up here and continue to bless their lives also. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much.
As we come before the Lord in prayer this morning, the joys and concerns and requests on the back of your bulletin, we'll add one more. I learned yesterday that Sharon Von Dalen is back in the hospital Parkview in Fort Wayne, so we can be praying for her healing. Let's bow before the Lord. What a blessing, O God. A song about be of good cheer. The cheer that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ, your love, your grace, your mercy, all overflows because of Jesus, your Son, our Lord and our Savior. And Lord, in the church as disciples, as believers and followers, not only do you give us good cheer, but you call us to offer that cheer to others. In the many instances where we can support and love one another, the people that we know and cherish, the people that we worship with and serve with, the people we encounter in our daily journeys, people that you've created, people that you love, and people that you challenge us to love. And what a blessing it is to have that attitude of gratitude, of good cheer in the radiance of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in this season where the holidays sometimes can get mixed together, Lord, we thank you for this time of thanksgiving. Lord, we pray for those that will celebrate Thanksgiving Day alone. We pray for those that will celebrate Thanksgiving with family members missing for the first time. We pray for those blessings when families and friends can gather. Lord, whether we are alone or missing or together, we pray that we honor and remember Jesus Christ as the center of our being. May we look forward to sharing that cheer, that thankfulness with those around us, and help us to think beyond ourselves and of others. Lord, this day we pray for the family of Karen Roth. We pray for their peace and for their comfort as they miss her and mourn her. Lord, we pray for the family of Eric Yoder upon the death of his stepmother. Lord, we pray for Eric as he's spending several days in Wisconsin with his father. And Lord, we just pray that your strength and perseverance would be with them. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless Barbara Chapman with healing as she's gone through this latest procedure. Lord, we pray for Jack Hurst, who had shoulder surgery this past week and has a lengthy recovery. Lord, we pray that he would know of your strength and hope. Lord, we continue to pray for Jody Belts as she's going through some tests to figure out why the fractures are occurring. We pray that that will give answers and solutions in healing. Lord, we pray for Leah Nafsinger as she begins hyperbaric treatments, and we just pray that that would bring healing to her. And Lord, may her parents and sister know your peace and strength. We pray for Lynn as she has another treatment tomorrow. And Lord, we rejoice in the birth of Sawyer Sparks to Andy and to Carson. Lord, may you bless them as new parents. Lord, uniting us together in this time of worship, we pray that you would hear us pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,